IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with anxiety. Did you know that anxiety quite literally stinks? People with anxiety describe neutral smells as bad smells. The reason is their emotional system becomes a part of their olfactory process system. So no wonder the expression "life stinks" is so popular. Anxiety today is a very big deal, especially in developed countries. Some estimates put anxiety disorders up to 40 million people suffering in America alone. The crappy part of it is that anxiety is completely treatable, but only 34% get any form of treatment. This would be far lesser in other parts of the world. There is such a stigma attached to getting help for a mental disorder, yet we would run to the doctor for a common cold. Today's podcast is not about anxiety disorders, but bouts of anxiety that we face once in a while. These are normal and extremely common. That quickening of the heart, thump, 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 that shortness of breath, that confusion of the mind, sweaty palms, those pesky butterflies in the stomach, all with a generous helping of fear. Sounds familiar? Has it happened to you? It happens to all of us. You are not alone. Sometimes it's a passing feeling for a few minutes or an hour. Sometimes it lasts for a few days. This is called free-floating anxiety. It's not caused by anything. It's often very hard to pinpoint the reason for it. Example, if you had arachnophobia and you see a spider, you have a direct cause for that anxiety. Not so in this case. While the free-floating anxiety is normal, it can start to disrupt lives very easily if not taken care of. Work and education can start to suffer. The desire to perform is diminished. With your mind preoccupied, there is no way you can complete the tasks effectively. Overall, you feel low energy and lethargic. For others, it's the relationships that suffer. It's very hard to maintain that love, safe space, and connect with a partner going through this. But the absolute worst effect is that your overall health and life quality decline. The feeling of hopelessness keeps you from wanting to work on yourself. This in turn makes the problem worse. It becomes a never-ending loop, a catch-22. The key is to break out of this loop and offer yourself some temporary relief. Then you can put in more energy to getting better. At this point, it must be said that I'm not a medical professional or a mental health professional. You must always seek their guidance to cure yourself. But I can offer you a temporary band-aid, a 4-step protocol to help you get out of this feeling. It consists of 3 introspective steps and 1 breathing exercise. Together, I call this the anti-anxiety habit. Do this as soon as you see the signs of anxiety coming on. Step 1, ask yourself if you had any stimulants recently. Many people overdose on coffee. They're poor coffee metabolizers, and this brings out a feeling of anxiety. Sometimes energy drinks and pre-workout drinks can cause this, as well as tea. So if the answer is yes, then this could be a cause. Drink a lot of water, do a few jumping jacks, don't make the same mistake again. I've gone through this in the past. Then this could be a cause. Drink a lot of water, do a few jumping jacks, and don't make this mistake again. I have gone through this in the past as well. Step 2, ask yourself if there are any incompletions that you are subconsciously worried about. A phone call you had to return, a project paper that is due, a presentation to an audience. I remember feeling this way for recording my first podcast. The entire morning was palm sweaty, heart beating fast, till I realized why it was happening. Step 3, ask yourself, have you eaten anything out of the ordinary? Very often, food that does not agree with us can cause similar effects of anxiety. Having rubbish food will make you feel blah. In this case, immediately pop 2 activated charcoal tablets. Then, no matter what the cause of anxiety, always, always do this breathing exercise. It's called the box breath and is taught to Navy SEALs to be able to remain calm in the middle of a gunfight. Sit with one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Now, while breathing in, push gently on the hand resting on the belly so that the belly expands. While breathing out, the belly should move in. The box breath techniques consists of 4 seconds of breathing in, 4 seconds of holding in breath, 4 seconds of breathing out, 4 seconds of holding the out breath. I will explain it in another podcast how to do the breath and practice it when you're not in a state of anxiety. With each breath, repeat these 3 words in your mind. I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. This technique has helped many of my clients, and I wanted to share this with you because I feel there is so much joy in the world. In order to discover the joy, taming this anxiety is key. So your anti-anxiety habit is to follow these 4 steps every time you start noticing the anxiety coming up. 1. Stimulants. 2. Incompletions. 3. Rubbish food. 4. Box breath while saying, I am safe. Let anxiety not have a sweaty, palmy grip on your life ever again. Share this with friends who suffer from this. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashdin Doc on Twitter and Instagram.